This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number three, tomorrow's news tonight right here. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, at the speed of the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out goes to all of the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now with more great information and knowledge, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, we obviously know that the House passed the $2.2 trillion stimulus bill, and we know that President Trump signed it roughly about an hour later with no Democrats in the room. That was kind of interesting, but I guess that's because Nancy probably trashed him somewhere along the line yesterday. But we've got some things, stories that are propping up here. First of all, deaths in Iran. What's this all about?
This is a bizarre story. I don't know if it was the regime, I don't know who it was, but they put out several, what they would say, suggested remedies to, as kind of like a medicine, like a liquid medicine, like a cough medicine, to protect themselves against coronavirus. Well, one of them had methanol. So 300 people have died because they were drinking what they thought was to be some kind of concoction, like a liquid vaccine, a fake remedy, and so that 300 people died. So they actually had more deaths from people drinking this fake concoction than they had from the coronavirus itself.
Wow.
So, I mean, they've now got a two-pronged problem in Iran. Now, remember, you got a whole bunch of Iranians that hate the regime. They've been protesting against the regime. They want the Ayatollah out of there. They want that leadership out of there. And it's like, you know, these poor people are dying because these people are putting, and this actually happened in a couple of their provinces. What a disaster that is.
Hmm. Now,
understand something too.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fascinating statistic, and you almost have to let it percolate a while. One third of the world's population is in lockdown. One third.
Mm-hmm.
There are 7.8 billion people in the world. One third is in lockdown.
Hmm.
Think about that for a second. So the world is going to go into a recession if we're not already there.
I think we're already there. Italy, 969 people died in the last 24 hours, a total of 9,000 altogether now in Italy.
Awful.
Terrible.
Awful, awful.
And Germany is, Maria in Germany was telling me earlier in the evening that they were having terrible problems there as well.
Their problems are not, they're bad, but they're not nearly as bad as several other countries in Europe.
Mm-hmm. And New York City is now responsible for what, half the people being hospitalized in what, the country? Is that the way I'm understanding that?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. And this is pretty fascinating, too, because we have several governors, not just Ron DeSantis of Florida.
Right.
But you've got several governors that have put a stop, if you will, on interstate travel from New York elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
Rhode Island, Connecticut, Louisiana, Texas, and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically saying, don't come here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. And I saw some news pieces that the state of Florida is actually doing some interstate road checks. It may be true. I didn't hear that necessarily listed by big media, more like local media, but I think Massachusetts and Connecticut are. So now we have some, you know, your lawyers out there, they're saying you can't do that, but yeah, you can when it's a threat to public safety. So, this is nuts.
Yeah, and speaking of DeSantis, he apparently is putting some sort of checkpoint up on I-10 in the western
That's
part
what
of
I
the
just
state.
Said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do have the ag stations, though. They can always use them. You know, coming
well,
in. Go ahead.
I'm just telling you that you've got several governors out there that are looking hard at this and going, don't bring these problems to other states. Because, I mean, DeSantis's point, and I think it is with several other governors, is you're supposed to be sheltering in place and staying in place, and they're obviously not doing that.
Safer at home. All right, hold that thought. Safer at home is what they're calling it here in my area. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more to talk about. By the way, almost one in four people have been furloughed or fired. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, you can find out more about them and get an opportunity to win a free gun. Plus, sign up to win the $25,000 cash giveaway given away after Labor Day this year. Now you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and on the right tab will be a logo link for the USCCA. Click on that link. First thing you'll see will be the chance to win a free gun a day giveaway. Changes every day. Sign up for that. After you do that, then sign up to enter the cash giveaway. And if you so desire, you can also become a member right there. There's three different levels of membership. And if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the United States Concealed Carry Association for joining and becoming a member. Membership does have its advantages, so check them out. And good luck. We want to announce the winner right here. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now we have our favorite caller on the telephone line. So, Mr. Backgammon Bob, what's your question for Denise, sir?
Okay, got three quickies for you. First, so there was a healthy man in Texas, 44, father, all that, died from coronaviruses. They just goes to prove it's not just for the old. Second, Mexico, now on lockdown. We need to protect our southern borders even more, as they will get desperate and their medical system is all not all that good and not ready for this type of thing.
Right.
Third thing, and this is, I don't know, I heard on the radio that they had a commercial for colloidal silver as a viral and immune support. Anything to that? Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, let me address the silver thing first. Silver is supposed to be good for you. I don't know all the particulars about it, but, you know, I would not take anything at all without consulting a doctor first when it comes to this stuff. But go ahead.
What was it that he said? Silver?
Colonial silver. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I hadn't heard that. I can't speak to that.
Well, I would consult a doctor first.
I would maybe look at websites like Cleveland Clinic or Mayo Clinic to see what they have to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was an infant. Wasn't there an infant that died of this somewhere?
Look, it could be. I can't keep up with it.
Yep.
I can't keep
every day,
up with
it. Every day there's something. Yep. And then his third question
was, I mean, we've already pretty much locked
Mexico,
down.
Mexico.
We're turning people back. We've pretty much locked that down.
By the way, did you see the Canadian government was complaining because we were going to put troops along the Canadian border because of all this?
Well, we have them there.
Yes, we do, and they were complaining they wanted the troops off the border. I don't think so. Jeez. I mean, we got it. The only way we're going to stop. Go ahead.
We essentially closed off. We had a conversation with what's-his-face, whatever his name is.
Trudeau?
Yeah, thank you. In Canada a week and a half ago. We mutually agreed to close off the border, as we did with Mexico,
Yep. Except
for trade, except for commerce, except
right. For
cargo, freight.
Right.
Okay? So in order to enforce that, what do you have to do? Put troops there.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's move along because there's a lot of stuff going on here that this can go sideways real fast.
I mean, look, we're not the only one that are closing borders.
No.
We've got 24 countries in the Schengen zone. You know what the Schengen zone is, right?
I think I do, but you explain it, please.
Okay. Well, the Schengen is the countries in Europe that have the open borders. There are 26 countries. Well, 24 of them close their borders. There's no longer the free movement in those countries. So that's 400 million people, including tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that happened, I think, on March the 13th or March the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So, look. You know, for media to be saying, you know, Trump did this, Trump did that. Well, we just said that one third of mankind across the entire globe is in lockdown. 24 European countries have closed their borders, and state by state is doing it. For New York, don't come here.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
By the way, we need to report that our local Tampa Bay newspaper is reporting that Florida medical supplies have been diverted to New York City. They're also stating that in the second sentence, Pinellas County has a two-week stock left for first responders. Actually, we're kind of in a better position down here because of the weather and because of what's happening now with the high temperatures and the humidity. That actually is causing the virus to not spread, and that's a blessing in disguise. But officials confirm that gowns, gloves, and masks and other supplies originally destined for Florida have now been sent to New York to help the hospitals up there. And I don't have a problem with that. They need it. They really need it.
Well, they were also donated supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So, in 2 weeks, I mean, you can necessarily restock all of that. You know, people are checking their warehouses. I mean, we're finding out that churches have masks and, you know, other businesses. And, you know, so, I mean, these things are getting restocked, including the fact that 3M, I think, has got 5 million masks in production, and they have, I think they're shipping out, you know, hundreds of thousands each week.
Right. And, of course, what they're doing is there's a company, let's see, what the heck was their name, 9-something or another, up in Savannah, Georgia. They make military T-shirts and garb and that sort of stuff. They were taking the material they had, and they're making as fast as they can the N95 surgical masks and getting them shipped to wherever they need to go. So is Mike Lindell, by the way.
You can't use that kind of fabric for that.
Well, that's what they were doing. And Mike Lindell, Mike Lindell from MyPillow, he's involved in all that, making the gowns and this, that, and the other stuff.
He's making gowns. I mean, gowns are one thing. Masks are another.
Mm-hmm.
Masks have to meet a certain standard.
Yep, because I know they were going to make masks out of what the polyester material or something like that they had. But I, like you say, Nine Line Apparel. Okay, thank you, Eric. Nine Line Apparel is the name of the company. They're involved in the mix right now. The other thing is I've got GM. What went on with GM that the president invoked the production law there? GM balked and then he laid the hammer down. Is that what he did?
Well, they had pledged to make whatever number of ventilators. And then they backed off on that substantially. I think it was, I don't know what the number is, in something like 100,000 sticks in my mind, but and then they backed down to 6,000. And in order to go above 6,000, they wanted to change the price. And Trump's like, no. You're not going to change any price for us. So that's why he had to invoke the Defense Production Act.
Okay.
So we kind of whacked them.
Now, what do you think about Ohio setting up an all mail-in primary for April the 28th versus voting in person anywhere in the state?
I'm fine with that.
How long is it going to take to count those votes? A week?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, it's, if you look at what the ballot looks like, it's machine read anyway. You have to, you know, blacken in all those little bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
It's machine read.
By the way, Carnival Cruise Lines is supposedly in talks, I don't know with who, seeking up to $7 billion in aid. That's their problem that they've got with their loss of business and whatnot. But Carnival's not located in the United States anymore. They used to be, I think they were down in Fort Lauderdale, if I remember right, and now they're no longer...
Miami, the port of Miami.
But they're no longer headquartered there. They moved out of the country, right?
I don't know where they went. They used to be one of my customers many, many years ago. When I was in the telecommunications business, several of them had executive headquarters in the port of Miami. but what's at issue here is not so much being, I don't know whether necessarily a foreign company now or not. I can't speak to that. But so many of their crew, all the people who work the dining rooms and the kitchens and the cleaning,
yep,
they're all foreign. So we don't want our dollars. If you want a bailout, well, you know, we're going to have to look at this one carefully because the majority and the vast majority of their employees are foreign.
All righty. Well, you have yourself a great weekend. You stay low. Enjoy the nice warm temperatures. Get yourself a suntan like you really need one, right? And I'll talk to you Monday morning. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the articles she writes, and take a look at her website, FoundersCode.com. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump invoked the Rarely Used Defense Production Act to order the Department of Health and Human Services to compel General Motors to manufacture ventilators hours after he sharply criticized the company for slow-moving production.
We are working to sign contracts immediately with the major ventilator companies in the country, including GE. General Motors will join in the fray. Within the next 100 days, we will either make or get in some form over 100,000 a judicial units.
Fearful of infection rates spiking, health officials and lawmakers in many parts of the country have said they are in dire need of the ventilators, particularly as the United States surpassed 100,000 coronavirus cases, the most of any country in the world. Trump announced that Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, would be the policy coordinator overseeing the administration's enforcement of the Defense Protection Act. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club with 213 locations across the United States of America. The largest franchise is sitting right here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida. I'll tell you all about them in a minute. Well, today, Saturday, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it'll be mostly sunny. The high temperature is going to be near 90 degrees, depending on where you're at. A little cooler on the water, especially on the Gulf side, but not by much. The winds start out today light, variable, out of the south. Then they'll turn out of the southwest, anywhere from 5 to 12, 13 miles an hour as the day progresses. The seas will be 1 to 2 feet. We will have a light chop. The Gulf water temperature, folks, 81 degrees. The bay water temperature, 80 degrees. We're up to our levels pretty much when we're talking about hurricane season, and that may or may not be a good sign for the summertime. They're talking about larger than normal hurricane season. And when the waters get that warm, that's a good indication as to what you might see. Now, the high tide comes at 5:32 a.m., low tide at 10:18 a.m., and the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club is part of a 213 franchise location company. We have the largest of all the franchises right here in Tampa Bay. 30 different ports here, 500 boats to choose from. And there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. Now, the Freedom Boat Club is now calling that sun sanitizing. Oh, yeah. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. And I noticed yesterday in my travels that there were boats out on the bay and having a good old time. Now, load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D2 and have yourself a great time on the water with your friends and family as you sun sanitize. Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, maybe a cruise or whatever, why not take that money from that canceled trip and invest it into a Freedom Boat Club membership? Enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long. By the way, reciprocity, got it. Join the Freedom Boat Club at Tampa Bay. You can go anywhere in the system, all 213 locations. Now, the beauty of a Freedom Boat Club membership is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just call up, make a reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing. Now, all you got to do is call the Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, there are discounts for memberships, too, by the way, if you are active duty military, a veteran, first responder, work for a doctor's office, or if you're a teacher. So you get discounts on your membership there. So keep that in mind, too, when you head that direction. Now, I told you earlier that it was kind of an interesting day yesterday when it came time to do the vote and all the grandstanding that was going on in the Congress. But one of the level heads in all of this, throughout all of this, has been Vice President Mike Pence. I mean, I got to really give him an A++, if there is such a thing. He's doing a great job for the country. Listen to this.
We're going to continue, as President Trump often says, to do whatever it takes. Congress will act today on the third different piece of legislation the president has called for, building on the progress we've made before. We want American families to know we're going to see you through this crisis. We're going to see our businesses, large and small, through the coronavirus. And I truly do believe that the more the American people act on the guidance of their state and local authorities, take it seriously, and the more that every American acts on 15 days to slow the spread, we'll do just that. We'll significantly reduce the impact of the coronavirus in our country. We'll protect our most vulnerable, and we'll heal our land.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is exactly what we're going to do. Now, the president was on with Sean Hannity, and he had a couple things to say here, and this is what he had to say.
Now, swine flu was pretty bad, but it wasn't to the extent of this. I think you probably have to go back a long ways to go to this one. You know, who would think when I've read about the Spanish flu that was 1917, which killed anywhere from, they say, 75 to 100 million people. And it was devastating. And it was also, if you had it, you had a very good percentage of not making it. You know, it was really something. Now, one thing that I can say that's really good, the mortality rate is much, much better in our way than people were thinking at the beginning. Because you were hearing 3%, 4%, 5%. And now, with all of the testing and all of the things, and we've now established great testing. That's one thing I can also tell you. That's really a big achievement. We've tested now more than anybody. But with all of the testing, with all of the cases, When now, and you have to remember, if somebody's sick, they're going to the doctor, therefore it gets reported, bad things can happen to that person. But there are thousands and thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, millions, where they have it, and they don't go to a doctor because it's not that bad. They have a cold, they have the sniffles. In some cases, they have nothing. They have it, but they literally don't have anything. So when you look at that, and then you see the people who die, you take a look at the people, you know, I think you're talking about very significantly under 1%. And I think that's a tremendous thing. Now, the flu, we lose, you know, thousands of people a year to the flu. But that number is very, very much under 1%. It's, you know, 0.1%. So this number would be higher. But I think that's a big positive because when this started, people were talking about 3%, 4%, and 5%. Now they're seeing that, and it's through the testing, but they're seeing that it looks like it's substantially below. I think it's substantially below 1%. Because the people don't report. The only people that report are the people that are really feeling sick. And those are the ones that unfortunately sometimes they'll make it.
Now, the president makes perfect sense with what he's saying. And his leadership is just beaming for the world to see. He stands up there in the afternoons when they have the coronavirus commission or whatever he's calling it, the joint task force, and he gives his report. And they give their report. And I mean, it is something to see. You can tell who's in charge. And you can tell that they have got the bull by the horn. Now, Eric has said, oh, this is Steve. Steve is saying 1.63 death rate as of today. You talking about for the U.S., Steve, or for the world? Because I think the U.S. death rate's lower than that. I think. Matter of fact, it's been lower than what they said it was going to be. We have been down there. I think the only other country that was lower than us was Japan, I think, if I got that right, if I remember correctly. And Steve just chimed in and said something there. Now, again, keep in mind that we are also mass producing. We got all kinds of different USA. Okay, thanks, Steve. 1.63%, he's saying, death rate as of today. Okay. That's not acceptable, but it's low. It's lower than what they said by more than half. But the thing of it is the United States is right now starting to mass produce, if you will, and test vaccines. There's about 6 or 7 of them and probably another 8 or 10 somewhere in the pipeline, and they're going to give them all a chance. They're going to test them all and see what works and what doesn't work. Because that'll be the next thing. As this slows down, and it will, especially in the warmer states in the south, then you're going to start talking about vaccines. Now, if you had a flu vaccine, somebody sent me a question a couple of minutes ago. Hey, I had a flu shot. I had to be all right, right? Nope, wrong. The flu has nothing to do with what's going on right now. Nothing. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan has got three Nissan dealerships for you to check out. One of them is up in Crystal River on US 19. The other one is in Newport Richey at the corner of 19 and State Route 54. And the third one is down there with the Moss Acura at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And you've also got Moss Wholesale to the Public, which is just certified pre-owned vehicles in Homosassa Springs on US 19. Now, today, I'm taking a little drive up to Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. I'm going to be up there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. just to say hello and offer some social distancing encouragement to all those who stop by and the people that work there. And if you feel so encouraged, stop by and say hello. And as usual, I'll have some free radio stuff to give out. Also, don't forget the $500 discount certificate. I'll have that for you to use on your purchase of a new or a pre-owned vehicle. And don't forget the You Serve, You Save policy either. With all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and pastors too, getting a 15% discount on your service done to your vehicle. Now, they'll also sanitize your vehicle. I was up there last weekend, and I'll be doggone if they didn't just say, well, you know, you're due for this microbial treatment, and it's free, and it comes with the Moss Care. And I says, what? said, yeah. And I said, how long will it take? And they said, oh, about 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops. I said, okay. So I had him do it because I was up there for an oil change. And it was great. I mean, it was great. Vehicle came out of there smelling brand new again, clean. You could just tell, you know, that the way they did it, they did all the different things, and it was fantastic. And you can get that done to your vehicle, too, if you want to. So I'll be at Moss Nissan today, Newport Richey, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by, say hello, and I'll just be hanging around, you know, just walking around, maintaining my six-foot space or whatever it is you're supposed to do. And they're good people. It's a great place to go, and they've got lots to look at, lots of inventory, and they're always wheeler dealing with something going on up there, always, all the time. So there you go. Now, don't forget that with everything transpiring in the world in which we live today, I mean, it's hard to keep track of this. Nancy Pelosi goes out after the President's CARES Act is signed and after the House passed it, and she goes, well, they're going to need another stimulus, and we're going to have this and this and this and this and this. She must have mentioned 14 different things to be added. Some of the stuff that was taken out before, she wanted to throw it all back in there again. Now, I got to give kudos to Congress for what they just did. Because the massive rescue stimulus aid package, relief package, call it what you want, especially Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. America has gotten the message, help is on the way. But it's time to do more. Congress needs to do more. We need a phase four, I think. Phase one was an $8.3 billion measure on the vaccine research. Remember that one? Phase two was the bill that came from House Democrats, deeply disliked by Republicans, but the Senate GOP passed it anyway. Phase three blew the doors off the normally quiet and subtle Senate, but it will bring tangible help to the American workers and businesses now that it's passed. But the country still needs a phase four. We need to respond to the purveyor of the plague, the one that caused it altogether, and that's China and the Chinese government, Communist Party. Now, China is nearly equal to the United States and equal in economic strength and superior in stealth and ruthlessness. But the immediate fight is the virus. The larger long-term battle is with a regime that allowed the virus to leave its shores. And this doesn't even mean war. It means vigilance and deterrence. It means phase four. Think it's going to happen? Don't know. Could it happen? Sure. What do we do if we tell China that, hey, and by the way, we got to be kind of careful with China because they got all the pharmaceuticals, and we need to get them back in this country, like now. I don't know how fast we're going to be able to do that, but we need to get it back in the country as soon as we can. That's just me talking. And we'll see what we can do. By the way, for my pals down there in Bradenton, Mixon's Groveside Cafe at the Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store is open for business. And you can walk up to the deli window that's right there. That's right there on the outside where they have the picnic tables on the front porch there. You can walk up to the deli window and order whatever you want off the menu. I'd suggest the Captain's Club. Why? Because it's named after me. And it's really good. And it's a big sandwich, and it'll last you a while. But they're located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. You can call ahead for an order. tell them what you want. It'll be ready when you get there, or you can pick it up and make it a to-go order, 941-748-5829. Remember the renowned Cuban sandwich? That's what they were famous for until the Captain's Club came along. And then they've got Grandma's Pot Roast sandwich there. They've got the BLT with the Applewood bacon on it. They've got the pork lip burger, large and in charge, the amazing Superman sub, the nightclub sub, and, of course, the Captain's Club. You're going to love that. And you can always finish your lunch off with an orange swirl ice cream cone. Oh, yeah. So that's Mixon's Roadside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Make sure you tell them the Captain sent you. And I'm working on something, if I'm able to do it, don't know. It depends on whether or not we're over this nonsense yet that we're going through. But if we are, on April the 15th, I'm going to have a picnic down there at Mixon's Fruit Farms. A picnic. If we're able to. We'll have to wait and see where we're at with all the stuff that's transpiring in the country. Oh, and stopped by the gun store the other day. I stopped by Phoenix Ordnance, 8601 49th Street in Pinellas Park. And they were busy. They had several people in the store, 6 feet apart. There was two salesmen and me. And people were buying guns and ammo, which is no surprise because that's what's going on right now with everybody being at home and being concerned that the bad guys might try to take advantage of situations and whatnot. Now, there is some confusion over gun permits. I realize that the Florida Ag Commissioner is only working part-time and they got a short staff in Tallahassee. But the NCIC computer is still up, the gun check computer in Washington. And the slowdown probably on permits would be at the state level because they're working a skeleton staff. But I don't know if that's true either or not because the traditional 3 days in Pinellas County was still 3 days and people were, you know, if you don't have a pistol permit, people were buying their weapons and then coming back and picking them up 3 days later because I saw a couple of people doing that when I was there. So there you go. But anyway, it is what it is. Well, you know, it's been a great week. Boy, it's been a busy week. It's been a really, really, really busy week with all the news that's been going on. And I don't have any reason to think that it's not going to be again. So the weekend coming up, I know that many of you are doing the safer at home thing. Some of you are probably doing the shelter in place because you're being told you got to. Whatever. Go out. Make it a great day. Enjoy the weather if you can get out in the sun. And remember, we are the United States of America, the greatest country on the planet Earth. We can do anything we want to do when we put our minds to it. So let's do what we got to do and beat this virus. Follow the rules. Do what they tell you to do. And I'll see you all Monday morning, bright and early here, 2 a.m. in the morning on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have a great weekend. Enjoy America.
The Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.